Afro IP.
My name is Chijioke Okorie. I am a postdoctoral research fellow at UCT under the South African Research Chair in Intellectual Property, Innovation and Development. I'm also an advocate called to the bar in Nigeria. And so I live in Nigeria and in South Africa. At the moment, I'm in Nigeria because I'm with my family.
Okay, perfect. And welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Okay, so what is the status of COVID-19 in your area and the effect it's had on your area of expertise, the IP expertise, the fields that you work in?
Nigeria, the news out of from Nigeria on the COVID-19 situation is, in my opinion, is good or bad, depending on how you look at it. Last I checked, there are about 276 confirmed cases. There's been people discharged, and there's been sadly a few deaths. But and so the figures are low compared to what I see from other parts of the world, and so I take it as a good thing. But I also know that there are challenges with test kits. Is that not a lot of people are getting tested, which, you know, translates to having lower numbers. And so there's the doubt about, you know, whether when they say we're out of it, whether we're out of it and all of that. In terms of my world of IP, I do, because of my work as a postdoctoral research fellow at UCT, my work is, the majority of my work is on IP research, but I've also kept my pulse and fingers on the practice side of things as well, especially in Nigeria. The trademark registry is shut down presently in Nigeria, and so that means, you know, nothing is happening on the filing side. I know that the trademark registry has just extended or basically paused the time within which, you know, position filings and other filings can be made. So the time is not running until the government lifts the lockdown restrictions and all of those things. In terms of my research, that's an ongoing thing. I'm grappling with the students that I work with under the research chair cohort and their challenges with continuing their education and research at the moment.
You half answered my next question, but no, it's fine. How are you experiencing lockdown and how are you coping?
Well, so there are some in Nigeria. I'm in Lagos at the moment, and Lagos and two other states, if I may say so, Ogun State, which is a neighboring state to Lagos, and then the capital city, that's Abuja, are the only states on full lockdown. So there's restriction of movement. We've been in our houses since for the past 2 weeks, and you can only go out to buy food or medical supplies. So in terms of so there's no movement, so you just basically do the best that you can. Some days are brighter than others. In terms of how I'm coping, I have four children. They are at the age where you don't need to explain much. They think it's this huge holiday, you know, because everybody's at home, and so they are not. So I don't have to, you know, explain the numbers or what is happening. But they do know that we, you know, the hygiene situation has really gone up at home. So if we do manage to go outside, for a walk. We walk in the middle of the road. Like in, I live in a gated estate, so we walk in the middle of the road, and you are not to touch anything, and you are not to come close to anybody, and all of those things. Washing our hands and singing the happy birthday twice, and all of those things. For me, my research is going on slowly. Some days it's easier to, you know, get up and say, you know, what can I do in terms of getting work done? And then talking to the students that I co-supervise with the research chair at UCT, and ask them, you know, talk to them about the problems and the challenges they might be having with their research and what they can do. We have the World IP Day is coming up this month, I think 26th of April, and we had been planning, you know, an event where the students get to talk about their IP research and innovations, you know, green innovations, which is the theme for World IP Day this year. So we are now having to think about how to move the event online, and how we can connect with ourselves wherever, in whichever part of the world that we are in. I worry particularly about the creative industry, which is where a lot of my research, especially my doctoral research, in, and you know, which I've continued post my doctoral degree, about the creative industry and how they are coping with, you know, the COVID-19 situation, the kind of palliatives, if any, that exist for them, and you know, whether copyright is an enabler for them, or whether it's undermining, you know, whatever their economic situation is, or whether it's even useless, you know, to help. I know that I saw that the South African Actors Guild had is talking to its members about approaching the Department of Arts and Culture to talk about you know, palliatives for them as well, and you know, like maybe an economic stimulus, even, you know, to assist them with their daily living, because a lot of their work is you know, freelancing, and there's not much of that happening in terms of money coming to them at this time. And I looked at the Nigerian situation, and you know, not much is happening. I don't know. If you've heard of, there's been like some sort of, in the music industry, there's been like a battle of hits, as it were. So producers, songwriters go on Instagram and then, you know, swore, and then, you know, play songs they've written or composed or produced and all of that. So there's been a conversation going on about how to, you know, if they had access to, you know, their royalties and royalties distribution and all of those things, and how, whether money is coming in from that quarter, even when they are not, you know, performing or writing songs, or even when they've written songs and there's nowhere to perform or record because, you know, of social distancing rules and all of those things. And then, of course, because I also work in research in higher education, I also think about copyright and open access and, you know, patents and access to medicine and what Africa as a continent is doing, you know, with all that. I also highlight on the regional free trade agreements, you know, that was going on, that has been going on in the African region, and how that impacts, you know, on trade in IP, you know, and related areas, and, you know, access to medicines, as, you know, the world is racing to find a cure and vaccine for the COVID-19 situation. But I'm also optimistic, you know, that the world in which we live in a lot more solution-oriented, and that solutions will be found, and we'll just do the best that we can in the circumstances.
Just one last question. Do you have any practical tips, either professionally or at home, to share with the people listening?
Oh, well, in terms of tips, I suppose what I have been doing is to take each day, you know, at a time, and not try to rush too much into the future, because there's a lot of uncertainties. So I would say to anybody who finds my tips useful to say, you know, take each day at a time, do what you can, and have access to information, to facts, you know, to verified facts about what is going on, and avoid fake news. Avoid fake news, and I suppose that's it for tips. You do the best you can, take each day at a time, and have faith that human nature will get through this, and that's it.
That's great. So thank you for your time on this cold Thursday morning.
You're welcome,
and have a great weekend, and we hope to chat to you soon.
You too, take care, bye bye.
Afro IP.